Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Cassie wrote to us, hey, Ben and Kelly, how about calling my brother Blake with a little phone tap? I can tell you whatever you need to make it a good one. I can tell you he loves his dog like it's one of his kids. Mm. Maybe you could prank him with something having to do with that.
All right. So naturally, Robert Hassenpepper, fake person, happens to be a dog groomer.
Oh,
yeah, you should probably give him a call and let him know that, something happened. Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi there, I'm looking for Blake.
Yeah, this is Blake.
Hi, Blake, Robert Hassenpepper at the Dog Groomers. You brought your dog Dixie in for a haircut.
Oh, right. Yeah, you guys do a nice job there.
Oh, excellent. I'm so glad you're happy, because I have something we need to talk about.
Okay.
You've got a beagle, right, Dixie? You brought her in for grooming.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, this other owner brought their beagle here today, too, and this is a little embarrassing. We gave them both identical haircuts, and now we can't really tell them apart.
What?
Well, you see, they have a beagle, too. Max. Same size, coloring, and honestly, Max does look like your dog, Dixie.
Well, I'm sure I'll be able to pick up my dog when I get there, you know.
Well, that's what the other owner said, but he's here right now, and I think the dog he wants to take home is your dog.
What? That doesn't make any sense. He's got a collar. Their name's right on it.
Well, this might be my bad, but we take the collars off when we bathe the dog, so it is possible that they could get mixed up.
Are you saying you mix up dogs there? Like, people all the time are walking out with the wrong dog?
Oh.
What's going on here?
Oh, no. I mean, maybe a couple times. I don't think that's ever happened. It's just that this other guy is ready to leave right now with his dog, which looks like his Max, but it's not responding to him like you would think a dog would respond to its owner.
You better not let him leave the shop with that dog if you're not sure it's his. I mean, that's nuts.
Right. Well, I stalled him for now and said I needed to call you, but I gotta be honest, I'm not sure how to do this in a fair way. You know, if you come in and think that you'll know which dog is yours, that's great, but I still have an unhappy customer who thinks it's the other way around.
I know my dog. I'm coming in to get my dog.
All right. I understand. I've been doing this a long time. I think I know a thing or two about dogs and how they act. How about this? I got a plan. Foolproof way to make absolutely sure which dog belongs to which owner.
Oh, yeah? And what's that?
Butt sniffing.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me?
Yep. Dogs love to sniff butts, am I right? And they love to sniff their owner's butts. And they know the difference, too. Hear me out. We'll have you and this other guy bend over and let each dog stick its nostrils right up there and sniff each butt. I'm sure we'll be able to tell which dog is connected to which butt. It's perfect,
what?
Right?
Are you kidding me? You're going to have a butt-sniffing contest with two owners and two dogs? Are you serious right now?
I got to be honest. My original idea was to have you sniff each dog's butt, but I figured you wouldn't go for that.
You're damn right I'm not going for that. I mean, I know my dog. Look, I'm coming there right now to get my dog with no butt sniffing.
Okay. All right. Well, just do me one favor.
What?
Well, when you're in the car on your way here, make sure your radio is on 99.7 DJX.
What?
Yeah, and make sure you're listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show. You know, those guys do those phone taps, those prank calls. You've heard of those, right?
Oh, come on. The phone pranks? Of course. Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe you guys have been going for that long.
Hi. Hi there, Blake. It's Ben Davis and Kelly K. So, by the way, you better go get your dog before they sniff some other guy's butt and go home with them, you know?
You guys are crazy.
Wait a second. I have a question. How in the world? The other dog's name is Max, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his is Dixie,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a very big difference on the undercarriage. Like that, how did he not say, well, look, mine's a girl, that one's a boy. That's how you know.
Well, I didn't think of that in the moment.
I'm just glad he didn't pick up on that. Let's just say that, all right?
How did he not? The very first thing in my head. How did you both miss that?
All right.
How did you both miss that?
There you go. That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.